Welcome to Vinyl Connection. We're back with a new album review, vinyl album review. Again, a bit of a hiatus. I'm not releasing these on schedule like I want to, but sitting down on a Saturday afternoon, this is the first of probably three reviews I'm going to record. So let's get into it. The album we're reviewing right now is from one of my favorite bands, near and dear to my heart, probably shows my age a little bit, but Megadeth, with the long-anticipated release from 2022, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. The .. was an old Megadeth trademark of their early albums. Basically, Megadeth is Dave Mustaine, as everybody knows, with sort of a revolving door of players over the years. Dave Mustaine actually had a bout of throat cancer. He had a bout with cancer that delayed the release of this album. But it has arrived, and I've had it. I did a pre-order on it. So I got it pretty much when it came out. I actually believe it arrived the day it came out for me. Like I always do, we have a list of categories we run down through. We're trying to give you a feel for, hey, should I buy this or not? So this overview is a lot of what's the packaging, how are the records, are you getting a value for what you're about to buy. Vinyl records are not cheap, and they're not getting any cheaper. In fact, just the opposite. They're getting more expensive as we go here. So that's what I'm trying to do. We will give you a little bit of a review on the actual album, but that's not the primary purpose. Little shopkeeping here. My setup has actually changed a little bit since the last record review. I like to give my setup just to give you a feel. I'm not an audiophile by any means, but I'm not listening to a plastic Mickey Mouse record player with built-in speakers. So I just like to give an idea what we're listening to here so we have a little bit of a baseline. So my record player is a Fluence RT85. It actually came with the Ortofon 2M Blue. My player is 2 years old, and unfortunately I had a mishap somehow where my stylus actually broke off my Ortofon Blue. Very heartbreaking and sad. In fact, I'm going to open a beer to my dearly departed Ortofon Blue. At the time, I just, or any time, I'm not sitting here with unlimited funds. I'm fortunate enough to be able to put some money into this hobby. I just couldn't rationalize $200 for a replacement stylus. So I bought an Ortofon 2M Red stylus, which works with the same cartridge as the Blue. Just wasn't happy with it. And again, this is not to turn this into a review of the equipment. I would like to do a review of this cartridge. I ended up finding a Goldring E3 cartridge. I had to have certain specs to fit the Fluence RT85. It's set up for the Ortofon, which is a kind of a different shaped and sized cartridge. And just wasn't happy with the Red. And I found this Goldring E3 cartridge, and I have to say, I really like it. I don't know that it's as good as the Blue. The Blue is a really good cartridge. But the Goldring E3, great cartridge, really happy with that. Still kind of breaking it in. It's fairly new. Then I have the Klipsch powered RP or PM51 5-inch powered speakers. I have a Klipsch 10-inch subwoofer. Don't know the model number on that. It's not really that important. And my new addition to the club is the Cambridge Audio Alva Solo preamp. I previously had a Doak Audio Chinese sort of tube amp, but sort of the tube was a pass-through deal. Not a bad little amp, preamp to be honest, but it was lacking in some areas. The Cambridge Audio is, I believe, out of England, same as the Goldring E3. And the Cambridge also, that could be a review of its own, is a very nice preamp. Really happy with just how clear the sound is. And that's really, you want the preamp to be able to bump up that sound. That's its job, and it does a great job, I feel, reproducing the sound. And of course, if you have a crappy pressing, which is part of what these album reviews are, none of your equipment in the world are really going to necessarily help it. So just keep that in mind too, if you're thinking your equipment's no good because certain albums don't sound good. Well, it could just be that it's not a very good pressing. Unfortunately, we get a lot of that with the newer pressings. So on with it. Megadeth, the sick, the dying, and the dead. The runtime on this is 1 hour and 2 minutes. I purchased this from Amazon. I want to say it was in the low to mid 30s. I wrote down $32. It was in that area. I believe it's still in that $35 range to get that. It did come with the auto rip, which is the digital copy that you get from Amazon when you buy from Amazon. And I know, you know, there's probably a million reasons not to buy from Amazon. But again, as I've mentioned in the past, I live in Bradford, Pennsylvania. It's sort of in the middle of nowhere. I'm on the New York border. I do make a few trips a year to the Buffalo area, which is loaded with record stores, but it's about an hour and a half away. And I would be broke if I lived there. So I do try to support local, but there really isn't anything in my town that to offer records. So I do order a lot from Amazon, and they do give the auto rip, the digital copy, a lot of the time. And, you know, you don't see the digital download card often these days. And that's another, the next category, there was no, that I don't, not that I remember, and I could be wrong because I opened this record and played it since it came out. And now I'm kind of backtracking to do the review. And I don't know if there's a, there could have been a, if there was a download card and I'm saying no, I apologize, especially if that's your deal breaker. I doubt it is these days because, again, very rarely do you get a digital download card with these albums. Just, they're not giving them out these days. My edition is standard black 180-gram vinyl. It's a double, so that handles that 1 hour and 2 minutes. My spindle hole was good, fit on the record player fine. Sometimes I have to take a flathead screwdriver and sort of bore out the hole a little bit. The edges of the record were smooth. I've gotten some pretty raggedy record edges, and you really find that out when you're using your spin clean or my generic version of the spin clean when you're giving your records a wash, and you really feel those edges. But nice smooth edges on this one. Comes with a gatefold. I have got the record in front of me, so I'll open it as I can talk about it. Yep, nice little gatefold. It's just kind of got some, you know, the city burning down, typical thrash metal stuff, skulls everywhere, and pictures of everybody in the band. No booklet or anything. There's an insert in there that has, it's a little, I guess you could call it a booklet. It's the lyrics. So it's not like it, but it is a, it does open up a mini booklet for the lyrics. It has all the band members, thank yous, stuff like that. So that's good. Another nice thing is this came with some very nice black paper sleeves with a rice paper lining, which is nice. Again, it's a little bonus. You don't always get that. Actually, most of the time you get the cheap shit paper sleeves that I replace those every time with rice paper sleeves that I buy, again, off Amazon. Sue me. And it's nice when you get a little bonus where your records come with nice sleeves. So that happened here. The album was not warped, nice and flat. So I will say that is one of the big problems you do have with Amazon is I don't believe they know how to store their records now. This was a pre-order. I got it the day it came out. They didn't have it long enough to store it improperly to warp the thing. But that is one of the big issues I have had with Amazon, and I've done many a return to Amazon with really warped records. I've learned to live with like a little wobble because, you know, I've had records I've sent back multiple times, and they just keep coming warped. So I just take the least of the worst and move on. Dirty or dusty? No, the records are pretty clean. Sometimes I've got some that are a real mess. All kinds of dust and shavings from the pressing plant all over them. And so, no, nice, clean, good, clean records. You know, as far as now getting into the sound quality, and this is where I'll, you know, first admit, I'll raise my hand. I am not some sort of audiophile. I do when I know I'm doing a review, you know, I try to pay a little attention and listen for details and, you know, how do all the instruments sound? You kind of get a lot of my big complaint if I get a record, and it's more so with newer pressings. You get, we call it, my friend Brian Stanko, who got me into this, we call it like a thin sound, you know. It's the way we would describe it. It doesn't seem like you're getting the full instrumental room filling sounds. Sometimes the records are really thin sounding, and you know, try what you can. You bump up your bass and this and that to try to make it better. But a nice sounding album, really good sounding album, actually. And I think it's a very well produced album, which maybe one, if I had a mini complaint about this album, maybe it's almost too overproduced and glossy for a thrash metal album. But that said, it sounds great. I mean, and it sounds great on vinyl. It's a very good sounding record as these new releases go. Bass is nice, thick sound. I just said we talk about thin sounding and flat and this and that. This is that nice, thick, pulverizing sound you want out of a metal album. So just kind of to move into it for the content. So if you're a Megadeth fan, I mean, I would assume you would jump out and get this album. I mean, you know, they've been a pretty consistent band over the years in my eyes. Obviously, if you're going to look at, you know, Risk, which was really, I think, more of like a, felt like a Dave Mustaine, maybe it was going to be a solo project thing. So obviously Risk didn't work, and I wasn't a big fan of Super Collider. But other than that, I think all the releases have been really, really solid, and this is really good. It's, again, if you're a fan, I would say you're going to go get this. You know, if I had one little complaint, maybe I just need a few more listens. I also do another podcast called Metal for Dummies, and we'll be doing our top 10 albums from 2022. That'll be our kickoff show for the new season. So I'm getting listens in on these 2022 releases. Maybe I need just a couple more listens to this. The only thing I would say is it's a great album. You put it on front to back, it's good. There's maybe one or two songs when they come on, I'm like excited, like, because I remember, oh yeah, this is a really good song, you know. So maybe that'd be the only thing. There aren't, like, you know, sometimes you listen to a great album, you're like, and these four tracks just really stand out to me. Again, that's probably, I think I've listened to this five times. I you know, I have too many records, not enough time. But I really like it. It'll be in contention in my 2022 album of the years for sure. It's very good. If you're a Megadeth fan, maybe you're worried, $35, You know, I don't want to get it, something that sounds like shit. I think, I mean, at least from my ears, from my setup and everything else, don't be afraid if that was holding you back. 35 for a double these days is almost pretty good. Everything seems to be pushing $40 now. So again, I think overall the quality control on this album, it was, you know, very pleased. No issues with any of that kind of thing. You got the bonus with the lined sleeves and nice gatefold. Like, to me, a double has to have a gatefold, and I've got some that don't. And when I get to reviewing any of those, that'll be a big, big knock on it. It's just inexcusable. So nice gatefold, really nice heavy duty jacket here. Again, you got the nice sleeves. You got your lyrics: Megadeth, the sick, the dying, and the dead. I would definitely recommend it if you're a Megadeth fan. Well, if you're a new fan and you're wanting to get into, you know, backtrack and say, oh, this band Megadeth's been around for 30 plus years. Kind of like to listen to them, but not a lot of their old stuff is readily available on vinyl. I wouldn't have any problem telling you to kind of start here. But their catalog is good, so whatever you can get a handle on, I would give it a try. But that's my review on Megadeth, The Sick, The Dying, The Dead. Hope you enjoyed it. If you do listen to this and you have any suggestions of albums that you'd like reviewed, if I have them, I'll review it. Unfortunately, I'm not that good, so nobody really sponsors me and nobody sends me anything. But if I have something, I'd be happy to review it if these are helpful. That's the point of this. This is the kind of thing I wouldn't mind being able to listen to in 15 to 20 minutes and maybe make a decision if I'm on the fence about something. So hope you enjoyed it. And as always, spin them if you got them. Until next time, bye-bye.